Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, June 14th, 2019. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on, as I'm sure anybody who's got their TV on knows just how wildly out of control this Iran situation is spinning. And of course, this being Friday, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three with her unique perspective on the world. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And again, at least on Fox News, top of the hour, bottom of the hour, Iran was behind the attacks on the tanker. It's got Iran written all over it. That's what Trump was saying. And again, no evidence for it whatsoever. Mike Pompeo, of course, yesterday in his press conference, basically replayed the run-up to the 2003 invasion of Iraq by making all these spectacular claims about, Iraq, or in this case, Iran, doing all this stuff. But again, no evidence whatsoever. So today, they came up with this video, which is suspiciously blurry. That's the first reason to say, I mean, you can't identify the boat. You really can't. There's certainly nothing that says Iran on it. And when I looked at this, supposedly the official story is that these are Iranians who are basically stealing back one of their limpet mines that failed to detonate, lest it be tracked back to Iran. And two things leapt out at me. First of all, they're placing those limpet mines way, way above the waterline, which means whoever's behind this doesn't really want the ships to sink. They just want some damage. They want some, you know, video of flame for the evening news here. And the other thing I noticed was how full that boat was, just full of people. Now, explosive ordnance disposal is a very risky activity. Mistakes can and do happen. And so it occurred to me, if they really were recovering a limpet mine that failed to fire and was in an unknown state of readiness, that boat should have only had the helmsman and the guy pulling the limpet mine off the ship, and everybody else should have been left on shore so they don't risk it getting blown up. So again, already I'm suspicious about this whole situation. And there are reasons to be skeptical about all of this. I mean, first of all, Mike Pompeo is a known liar, especially when it comes to Iran. And remember when he was heading the CIA, he admitted, we lied, we cheated, we stole, we had entire training courses. We know the United States uses lies and false flags to start wars. Remember Saddam's nuclear weapons and Assad's sarin gas. So there are definitely reasons to be very, very skeptical. John Bolton is out there openly endorsing lying to advance the military agenda. That's what they really believe, that it's okay for them to lie to you, the U.S. citizens, the taxpayers, to get you to go along with the war. So anyway, the State Department is already cranking up a massive propaganda campaign to try and manipulate the public perception of Iran. Oh, they're bad people. They dress funny. They tap dance barefoot on shag carpeting. And in the end, it makes no sense. Okay? It makes no sense at all. Now, one of the ships damaged in the attacks was Japanese-owned, and the other was bound for Japan. And this all came down just as Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was in Tehran attempting to negotiate a de-escalation between the U.S. and Iran with Trump's blessing. And just after Iran had released a prisoner accused of conducting espionage for the U.S., in what many took to be a gesture of good faith. So if you look at all that the United States has been doing to Iran, they have shown remarkable restraint and calm in the face of these relentless sanctions and provocations. Iran doesn't have a reason to do this. They don't want a war. They don't want the situation to escalate. It's only the people who want escalation that benefit from this. And here's where the story gets even more interesting. Okay, the owner of the Japanese tanker is saying that the ship was hit by flying objects. The crew all saw these flying objects just whizzing on in and hitting the side of the ship. And they're standing firm on that. They're saying the ship was not hit by a mine. And he makes a very common sense story. He said, if the ship had been hit by a mine, it would have held the water line, and the ship would be in much worse trouble than it really, really is. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. I mean, Trump is saying this has Iran written all over it. No, this has Saddam's nukes written all over it. This has Assad's sarin gas written all over it. Iran has no reason to torpedo oil tankers in the Gulf and go to war. They're trying to de-escalate the situation. So Russia's already out there saying, let's not be hasty, because there is no real evidence. There's one blurry, very blurry videotape, and the assurances of the government of the United States of America. So Russia's basically saying, let's watch about hasty conclusions against attempts to lay the blame at the door of those we simply don't like, which is what it comes down to. Over in Great Britain, they're singing a different story, and Britain believes the U.S. story that Iran did it. They don't have any proof either, but the U.S. is our closest ally. And that's why they're going to go along supporting the U.S. version of the story, just because they're buds. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Layla in Canada. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, using your yardstick for judging whether something is credible or not, who tends to benefit if the U.S. attacks Iran?
Well, obviously, the U.S. benefits, Israel benefits, the private central bankers benefit. Oil markets are probably going to take a hit. But we know that here in the West, they've been drooling for a war with Iran for years, for decades.
At whose instigation?
Again, there are several overlapping agendas, one of which is Israel. They want to remove a regional political rival. Again, the private central bankers want to bring Iran under private central banking. The United States wants Iran's oil to be sold only for the U.S. dollar to increase foreign demand for dollars. And of course, the weapons makers are making a lot of money making the weapons with which to attack Iran.
And those who make and sell the weapons are primarily Israel and the U.S. In my opinion, it's Israel who's needling the U.S. And Britain also. I mean, Britain and Israel have long been in collusion. That's no news to anybody. So in my opinion, Israel is the primary. Although there are overlapping interests, Israel is the primary source. Since Israel wants to take control of the entire region, and it pledges, probably secretly, to serve the interests of all those overlapping interests. However, in the 1947 hijacking of the land known as Palestine, Israel had already promised to serve Britain if Britain would help them take over Palestine. And then the first thing Israel did was, the Zionists did, was to try and drive out the British, which they succeeded in doing.
Yes.
So they will betray their allies just as they will slaughter people who are of no interest to them, but simply junk DNA that's in the way. And again, that's my opinion, but I think history or historical events bears that as being fact. I have another question for you.
Sure.
If you don't mind, may I ask you, it's about the preamble to the Constitution.
Yes.
There's a prepositional phrase, to ourselves and our progeny, I think is the word.
Posterity.
To our posterity. Thomas Jefferson was very wordy. He had, and Ben Franklin came along.
Well, he was a lawyer.
Yeah, and then Ben Franklin came along and eliminated, because he was a journalist, he came along and eliminated a lot of the unnecessary verbiage. If that prepositional phrase remained, to ourselves and our posterity, those being very, very specific and exclusive of those who are not ourselves and not descended from ourselves, it excludes everyone else. The rights that are, including the Bill of Rights, which I assume is part of the Constitution. So unless that clause has been amended or considered irrelevant, has that ever occurred? Has its legitimacy ever been challenged? Do you know?
I don't think it really has, because the preamble is not really considered an actual operant document for running the country. It is merely an introduction.
But it is, yes, it is an introduction, but more than anything else, it is a statement of intent of how the resulting documents, what purpose they are to serve. They are to preserve and serve the interests of ourselves and our posterity. In fact, prior to that, in the Articles of Confederation, in Article 5, which could be considered the actual birth certificate of the U.S., although it was replaced by the Constitution, again, it states the purest and most elemental, fundamental ideals and principles and purposes of the whole enterprise called the United States. In Article 5, it says that, let me see, where does it, it says, actually, I should start with actually the previous page, if you don't mind. I just want to point out the, I'm getting at the idea of the migrants.
Here's where that breaks down. Because when you go back to ourselves and our posterity, how do you define our? Because that's kind of left up in the air. And, you know, with an immigration policy, you know, our could come to mean those who have emigrated to the United States of America. Now, I'll be the first one to acknowledge that this flood of illegal immigrants is in fact a threat to all of the blessings, if you will, that the founding fathers put in that Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and we're seeing them getting eroded away. The First Amendment is under attack for hate speech. The Second Amendment is constantly under attack. The Fourth Amendment doesn't even exist anymore, and so this country is being taken apart, and that bright promise that was in that constitutional preamble has been broken.
It wasn't just a promise, it was a commitment. It was an obligation, and that obligation bound anyone who was ever elected to honor that obligation, and all ourselves being, I'm sorry, the Caucasians that initially created the United States. Now, those that they forcibly brought over, like the slaves, that's another story, even though they were excluded. However, ironically, let me go back to the second page.
Okay, can we wrap this up? Because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about Iran.
It even talks about a nation of Indians, which might invade one of the states, that then a state is allowed to go into a state of war against them. So even the Indians who were already on this land prior to the creation of the United States are considered invaders. Yet we have people in Congress allowing people who never even lived in this land to invade and become citizens. And it talks about treason and felony, and those people are guilty of that. So what I'm saying is that the whole point is that, is there any point to a constitution of even a United States if we're not going to abide by its reason for being, its raison d'être? Why?
Well, remember what George W. Bush said about the Constitution. He called it a blankety-blank piece of paper. Our current government really, they'll wave it around during election season. Anyway, listen, Layla, I really do need to get back to the current news. So thank you for the phone call and for the insights there. Getting on back to the Gulf of Oman, the U.S. Navy has deployed another destroyer, the USS Mason. It's en route to the Gulf of Oman to provide assistance after attacks on oil tankers. By the way, about an hour ago, there was a story that came and went saying that Iranian gunboats were preventing the towing of the damaged oil tankers. But that story has not been repeated. And again, like so many of the other allegations, no proof was being provided whatsoever. But there's definitely a full court push to control the narration on all of this, because Twitter just deleted 4,779 accounts that it says are associated with Iran. So they don't want the Iranian people getting onto Twitter and saying, no, we wouldn't do it. It doesn't make any sense. They're trying to absolutely monopolize the narrative on this thing. Okay, now, this is a little bit alarming. Apparently, lawmakers from both sides of the Congress revealed that Mike Pompeo told them Trump can order an attack on Iran because Congress never withdrew Bush's post-9/11 military permission to enter Afghanistan and Iraq. They keep reusing that authorization for the use of force, even though that particular document, which was based on a fraud that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, it specified Afghanistan and Iraq. But again, Congress has shirked its responsibility to determine when and against who the United States goes to war. So it feels like it's going to be on, and it's going to be on very soon. Certainly Israel would like the war with Iran to be on early enough where it's not a distraction for Israel's September snap elections here. Over in Saudi Arabia, their air defense forces intercepted 5 drones launched by the Houthis at Aba Airport and the city of Khamis Mushait. And that is their latest escalation. Apparently, 26 people were injured after Houthis fired missiles at Aba Airport Wednesday, drawing a sharp response from Riyadh, which then vowed to take stern action. Up in Afghanistan, call it a whoopsie, a little bit of a big whoopsie here. For the second time in less than a month, U.S. forces carried out airstrikes in self-defense, only to discover they were actually attacking Afghan security forces. And apparently, the Wednesday strike ended up wiping out the entire Afghan unit. Nobody has disclosed the exact numbers of deaths, but apparently everybody there got killed. So talk about the gang that couldn't shoot straight here. Israeli forces have struck Gaza again, the Gaza Strip, supposed to be in response to a rocket fired at Sdero on the previous day. And Israel continues being Israel. Apparently, they're getting ready to bulldoze an entire Jerusalem neighborhood, and that will leave 550 Palestinians homeless. So Wadi Yasul, which is located between the neighborhoods of Abu Tur and Silwan, is home to 72 Palestinian families. And according to B'Tselem, the Jerusalem municipality has issued demolition orders for all the neighborhood homes, so all the families there are basically going to be looking at finding someplace else to live if they can. Meanwhile, illegal Israeli settlers have set up an illegal outpost on Palestinian land in the occupied old city of Hebron. We have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And once again, Republic Broadcasting needs you. It's just really, really tight right now. And look at what's going on in the world. So, if you can help, and a heartfelt thanks to those of you who already have, but if you can help, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. Alrighty, so getting on back to what's going on over in Israel. A senior legal advisor to the European Union's top court said yesterday that products from Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories should be clearly labeled as such. And apparently the European Court of Justice is considering a request from France's top tribunal for clarification of the rules on labeling goods from the West Bank and East Jerusalem, as well as the Israeli-occupied Syrian Golan Heights. And, of course, Israel does not want this at all. Israel wants it all stamped product of Israel because they understand that people are going to see this product came from one of the illegal settlements and that they're not going to want to buy it. They're trying to stop the BDS And I think there was a story some months back where somebody actually got caught printing up little stickers that said product of Israel and sticking them over on the package where it said product of Palestine or product of this settlement or that settlement, which I actually think is illegal. But I mean, that's how tense they are about this. The Palestine Ministry of Health in Gaza warned of a deterioration in conditions in its hospitals due to the unprecedented lack of medicines. And the ministry said patients in Gaza hospitals are experiencing unprecedented bad conditions due to the lack of medications resulting from the Israeli siege. 52% of basic medicines and medical supplies have now run out in the Strip, which undermines the ministry's ability to offer its services. I'm a little disappointed in this one. Apparently, Trump is enjoying bipartisan support for his plan to eradicate the Palestinian cause. That's what lies at the heart of the deal of the century. Hey, we're going to get you some money. We're going to make your life a little bit easier. But in exchange, you give up this idea of ever being your own country. And critics are viewing Trump's approach as a dangerous departure from the traditional U.S. role of honest broker. Well, we haven't had that role since 9/11. Ever since 9/11, whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. Been very, very obvious to me. The United States and Turkey are still having at each other over the S-400. And apparently, Erdogan Karakus, who's a retired Turkish Air Force Lieutenant General, saying the Patriot system can't meet Turkey's defense needs and the S-400 can. He's basically saying the S-400 is a superior missile. Now, the U.S. and NATO are trying to put pressure. They're saying that the weapon is incompatible with the NATO missile defense system, poses a security threat to the bloc. No, it's all about the money. It's all about the money. And Turkey is starting to get a little hot under the collar and saying if the United States takes any negative actions toward us, we will also take reciprocal steps. We are determined on the S-400 issue. We will not take a step back. It's impossible to cancel the order from Russia. And again, more proof that it's all about the money. There was opposition in Congress on arms sales to Saudi Arabia. And their concern was Saudi war crimes in Yemen and the murder of Jamal Khashoggi might warrant ending those sales. But Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan basically came out and said, the U.S. must sell the Saudis all the arms they want, or they'll just go buy them from Russia and China. And we can't have that. So there it is. It's all about making the sale, about getting the money. The United States is accusing North Korea of breaching U.N. sanctions on the import of refined petroleum via illegal ship-to-ship transfers. And this is a sharp contrast to the warmer rhetoric that had been coming out of the White House directed at Kim Jong-un. But a Security Council diplomat told reporters that the U.S., along with 25 other countries, had complained to the U.N. Security Council Sanctions Committee, monitoring the country's compliance with the sanctions slapped on the country in 2017. So it's all economic warfare. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials here. And when we come on back, more international news and other insanities.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every
day. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And the friction, if you will, between China and Canada is continuing. And China is saying it will continue until Meng Wanzhou is released. And basically, the Chinese Foreign Ministry is saying this is all Canada's fault. You know, that they arrested this lady on orders from the United States. And basically, they're saying they're not going to do any business with Justin Trudeau until Canada drops the extradition proceedings against this telecom executive. So that has not resolved itself just yet. Okay, turning to our domestic politics, in between, you know, screams of Iran did it, Iran did it, Iran did it, the corporate media is managing to stick some statements by the political candidates as filler to break the monotony here. And Mayor Pete is doubling down on his desire to scrap the Electoral College, and he says it's undemocratic. Well, it's been democratic for 250-odd years, I think. They're still angry that Hillary lost in 2016. And so they just want to take an axe to our system of government and just whack it until, you know, majority vote wins. And we know what he means by majority vote, because he's also out there saying he wants to ban all voter ID laws. And here is the way he's trying to spin it. He's saying that cynicism is nowhere more warranted than in the black community, where systematic efforts are taking away the right to vote. Well, voter ID laws don't take away your right to vote. Blacks have licenses. They have driver's licenses. What this is all about is being able to get the illegal immigrants to vote next year. That's what this is really all about. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is leaving her White House job at the end of the month, and she may be going back home to Arkansas to run for governor next year, because after all, Daddy had the job once. And Donald Trump is saying, yeah, you should do it. Should absolutely do that here. Speaking of Donald Trump here, several cities chosen as sites for Donald Trump's 2016 and so far 2020 campaign rallies are saying the campaign has failed to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars owed in venue security costs. And so there's a total of 10 cities they're looking to collect $841,219 from the U.S. Commander-in-Chief for past event security fees dating back to 2016. This is from a report released by the Center for Public Integrity, a nonprofit investigative journalism organization based in Washington, D.C. Well, time to get out to Sheldon, have him write another check. We have another caller on the line, Nancy in California. Aloha, Nancy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was actually just calling because I have heard Layla and love her calls. She's articulate, intelligent, and that's all I have to say. I like yours, too. I mean, your program, of course. That's why I listen. But she, when she calls, makes an excellent contribution.
Yeah, she's very knowledgeable, and I get a lot of positive emails about her. And sometimes, though, she can take us off topic, and especially with what's going on today in the Gulf of Oman, I really wanted to keep the focus.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know what? When they talk about all these pretenses that have gotten us into wars, I believe 9/11 is one of those as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
me
there's
too.
Not just the Gulf of Tonkin and... Excuse me?
I said me too. I'm in agreement.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a good day. I'll be listening.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. Apparently, we're starting to see over at the Department of Justice, and it looks like under Attorney General, I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. But they're starting to look into some of the stuff that was going on here. And according to Ray McGovern, he says that they're starting to sniff around John Brennan, and that they may well identify Brennan as fabricator-in-chief of the Russiagate story. And I do wish they would get to the bottom of that. That definitely was an attempt at a coup d'etat. And again, I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump. But I'm interested in getting this republic back to being a republic, and that means we play by the rules. And it's very dangerous to have these high officials and these intelligence agencies just assuming that they can impose their own political agenda on the rest of the country, because they can't. They're not elected. Okay, Jim Acosta had a book signing for his new book, The Enemy of the People, over at Barnes & Noble's in Arlington, Virginia. Nobody showed up. Maybe he should have gone the Costco route the way Hillary Clinton did. CNN's ratings are now so low, They're getting beat by the Hallmark Channel. And they did it to themselves. Now, here's an interesting little article. It came out of GurNewsletters.com. And it's basically pointing out corporate media has stopped being real journalism. They simply quote the politicians. They report on what's coming from the Pentagon and whatever. That's it. They're not even being reporters. They're being transcribers. They're being typists. There's more real journalism going on out here in the independent media, where we're looking at things and we're digging at them. We're saying, does this make sense? And very often it does not. We're coming up here on another battle over the debt ceiling, and it's going to be like pro wrestling. They'll snarl at each other and make stink face at each other, and in the end the debt ceiling will be raised again. But Pelosi is out there saying that there will not be a debt increase unless spending limits are raised. In other words, Pelosi says, we'll let you borrow more money as long as it gets spent on the programs that we like. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is out there saying that unless the Democrats go along with this $4.5 billion border bailout, they're going to be spending cuts. Cuts on airport security, border inspections, child care centers. They're just... Oh, and we have another caller on the line. Al in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You just mentioned something about fake news and CNN. So we got, what, fake money, fake news, fake leaders.
Yep.
Sports isn't really real anymore. It's just entertainment. News isn't really news. It's entertainment. It's all fake. Is there anything left that's real?
I still think I'm real.
This is my real hair. Besides it.
This is my real
besides
hair.
Us. Yeah, you got a lot for your age, too. You should consider yourself very lucky.
I do. That's because I don't fuss with it a lot. My two younger brothers were always doing the hot comb and the mousse and everything, and they went bald at a very young age.
That's interesting. Yeah, so there's really nothing left. I mean, I had this conversation this morning with a couple of people. Up in Canada, the Raptors won. And I
yes.
said, big deal. It's not sports, it's entertainment. That's all it is. You know, how do you know the fix isn't in? You can't prove it's not. So, you know, it doesn't really mean anything anyways.
It's gladiatorial games. It's distraction for the masses.
That's exactly what it is. That's what I told my boss this morning. It's just like throwing the gladiators in the Coliseum. Keep the peasants distracted, entertained. They won't really, pay attention to what's really going on. It's sad.
Yep.
It's very sad. That's why, when I found your website about, 10 or 12, maybe 15 years ago, I'm like, wow, where was this thing hiding? And then you started doing the show, and what can I say, Mike? You know what? You're a warrior. You're a warrior. And I appreciate it. I know a lot of other people appreciate it. I got a bunch of my buddies watching you now, so I hope they call in and, make a pledge. Anyway, that's all I had to say, and I'm going to be listening to the rest of your show. I hope you have a good one. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, any show that ends with the Lady Claire is always going to be a good show. So we're going to let you go, Al. Thank you very much for the phone call. Getting on back to the economic news here. The May deficit surged to $208 billion with a B dollars just for the month of May, 42% higher than May of last year. So, deficit means they spent $208 billion more than they had come in. And that makes the full, for the 8 months of fiscal 2019 is now totaling $739 billion. It's going to hit a trillion by the end of the year. We have another caller on the line, Jim in Illinois. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I'm thinking to myself, if Donald Trump bombs Iran, he's going to have support from the Democrats, and he probably will, because the Democrats are big Israel supporters, and even these Democratic candidates, they aren't talking about the situation in Iran, to my understanding. And plus, it will definitely destroy the economy of America, if not the world.
Well, you know, there's a school of thought out there. In fact, there was an article that we posted at whatreallyhappened.com where experts are saying we might not be able to actually win a war against Iran, which if you look at how we're bogged down in Afghanistan and bogged down in Syria, Iran, you know, Iran's a tough customer, you know, unless the U.S. decides to go nuclear.
Well, not only that, do we have enough soldiers to be on the ground?
No, we really don't. I mean, that's a huge border between Iraq and Iran. That would be the most likely point of the invasion. And I'm sure that the U.S. policy is we're going to use drones and robotic trucks and all the rest of that high-tech whiz-bang. But again, it's dicey. I mean, if you look at the poor performance of America's weapons, we could wind up severely embarrassed.
Well, not only that, though, I read an article where Iraq said they might help Iran. And you know Russia might get involved, Syria might get involved. It's going to be one big mess. And
yes.
I think the average American, they aren't even aware of it, or maybe they don't want to be aware of it.
Well, maybe they don't want to be aware of it, but they need to be aware of it. And part of the Rivero's Rangers job is to go on out to people and say, you know how close we are to war with Iran.
Right.
And of course, you're probably going to get people coming back and say, well, Iran put that limpet mine on the tanker, and say, really, do you remember Saddam's nuclear weapons? This is more of the same.
Right. And where's the anti-war movement?
You know, that's been bugging me for a while. I remember when I was a kid in high school and later in college, there was a huge anti-war movement against the war in Vietnam.
Right.
And I don't know. I think Common Core worked. The kids have been indoctrinated to be obedient to authority and not really think for themselves.
Right. Well, back in the 60s, I was out there protesting against the war in Vietnam. You know, so it's a different time right now, where people either they don't care or else they've been zombified. Who knows?
Yeah, I think definitely zombified.
So, well, Michael, you take care. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Same to you. Getting on back to the economic news. And I know that Claire's going to want to talk about this a little bit when she comes on in hour number three here. But apparently the European Union and Russia are going to ditch the dollar in bilateral transactions. They're just going to go direct from the euro to the ruble and back again. So we'll have a little bit more about that when Claire comes on here. Now, you've been hearing in the news about how the economy is doing wonderful and everybody's just doing really great. Well, somebody just did a survey, Bankrate, and discovered that a quarter of all Americans are now worse off now than before the Great Recession that started in December 2007. Another 25% say they're doing pretty much the same. So just over half believe that life has improved for them since the Great Recession. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Peter in California, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I've got a couple things to say about Iran, and I want to start out by saying a conversation I had with my sister, who watched some documentary and taken in 1939 or 40 at some rally in Philadelphia with the German-American Bund, right? A fifth,
yes.
What we classified as a fifth column. She says, I couldn't believe there were 20,000 people there. And I said to her, Well, was the leader of Germany invited over, not invited in front of Congress and came anyways? Did they stand up 29 times and vote? And did they have minders in the audience in front of Congress when this leader who wasn't invited, you know, came there? And from that, I want to get into Iran, if I can.
Okay, well, we're going to have to take a break for commercials here. So just stay on the phone. Going to put you on hold. And when we come back from this next round of commercials, we'll get back to Iran here because that is the hot button issue for today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Peter in California, and you wanted to talk about Iran.
Yeah, and I'm segueing from the fact that I'm talking about a fifth column is getting us into that. Layla was absolutely correct. There are overlapping, but the vast majority of influence brought to bear that are have gotten us into this situation is from Israel and its fifth column here, as well as the Israeli lobby's almost retarded younger brother and little brother for a lobby, the Saudi oil lobby. They're the only people that want this war, Mike. It's amazing. Even in the military, I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. The Navy and the Army and the Marine Corps, the people, the Navy knows they can't do anything about the Persian Gulf and the Straits of Hormuz. The Army and the Marine Corps know the same thing. They can't win a ground war over there. It's absolutely absurd, and they know it, and they can't do it. The Air Force, of course, is always four square into getting into it because they just fly by, and it's just like a drive-by shooting to them, but nothing ever gets done. But they can do what they do, and nothing ever gets done by it except to get us into trouble and kill a lot of people. But nevertheless, none of the countries, Pakistan doesn't want it, Jordan does not want it, Turkey does not want it, Iran does not want it. China and Russia have both made noises that are pro-Iran. Japan, as you talked about earlier, is going a little off the reservation, off our reservation, and becoming taking more of an Iranian view of this. Everybody who's got these oil embargoes that have been put in place and pressured to put in place by the Israeli lobby, by the way, the same people that can get all the state legislatures to vote away your First Amendment rights, and 26 state legislatures and that hold their cabinet meetings in Israel and all that. They're the only ones doing this. And you can maybe put the Brits in there, but the Brits are small potatoes as a lobby compared to the Israelis.
Yes.
But, they're small potatoes, as are the Saudis comparatively. They own us, man, and here we are again. That limpet mine thing that's right up there, their alley, they've got those German submarines, they've got naval commandos. All that stuff's going on over there. I don't believe a bit of it. Even that ridiculous tape, I'm sure you watched that. The surveillance tapes that we have on these drones and satellites have such fabulous resolution that from 100 miles up, they can tell what kind of pack of cigarettes you have in your chest pocket. That's how good the resolution is. And we've got that thing that they can't even put facial recognition on it or anything like that. And who knows where that boat came from or where it was going and who was on it. I mean, if you look at that film, it's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing there. So there's nothing
there. There's nothing
and
there.
Like I said, had they really been there to retrieve a limpet mine in an unknown state, the boat wouldn't have been full of people. There would have been the boat driver and the demolitions guy, and that would have been it, because everybody else would have wanted to say, we don't want to take the risk of being blown up.
Yeah, exactly. Do I hear music going on?
You hear music going on. We got to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the call, Peter, and we'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is